Good Morning Vietnam. You think the kids know that movie?
Possibly. We got Robin Williams in the mix, right?
Yeah, Miss Doubtfire. What dreams may come.
Genie.
Oh, my God. I think he's my favorite actor of all time.
He's fantastic.
Gosh. The funniest and also like classically trained actor. That combination is insane. Good morning, Vietnam. So this Sunday is the draft, WNBA draft lottery picks. Four teams are in it.
What city are we in? Where are they drafting the balls on?
Do you know? I feel like Secaucus.
The town of the Dirty Jurs, Secaucus, where the review centers.
I'm almost positive it's Secaucus. I could be way wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
Some people would argue that it's pronounced Secaucus.
How do you pronounce it?
I pronounce it my way, but the NBA and WNBA, when they're saying, we're going to go to a live review with the Ref Center in Secaucus, they do say it your way.
Secaucus. There's some controversy with the way they do this. I don't know if you know the exact way they... It's really weird.
Educate.
All right. Let's see if I remember this correctly. All right. You got to be a team that didn't make the playoffs. These four teams that didn't make the playoffs
eight out of the 12 make the playoffs. Correct?
That's right.
Okay.
So the bottom four are in the lottery. But they combine their records from the previous two seasons to see who has the worst record.
And that increases your odds.
It could go against you.
Is Paige Beckers the consensus number one pick? Or yes? Because, I mean, I guess they have the whole season to study after they get the pick. But, you know, is she number one?
People are calling her Miss Efficiency.
# tank for Paige.
Well, I guess maybe the Sparks did it. Tanking is a thing that teams have done in the WNBA. We're looking at U Mercury when it came to Griner. People say they were tanking that 2013 season.
Did it benefit them?
They got Griner. They got Brittany Griner. That was the draft. 2013 has some controversy in it. It was the three to see. Skylar Diggins-Smith, Brittany Griner, and Della Dunn. The Mystics, if I remember this correctly, kind of got screwed out of a top three pick and missed one of the three to see.
You know, what's funny is when you have tanking happening, like there's always rules about how it's like, you know, your team's going to be fine. You can lose your picks, but it's such a gray area thing where you can be like, oh no, well it's load management up. No, she has the knee soreness, back tightness. It's like, oh, I guess my star is not playing tonight. And it kind of does stink for those families that are buying tickets to go like, see those star players, like, you know, people that are buying tickets to, let's just say for Indiana, like they want to go see Caitlin Clark and like you buy tickets for the game, you know,
that's $5 in the jar.
Oh, sorry,
we're at 25.
You buy tickets, you go and then it's like, oh, by the way, this player that I'm not gonna name because, you know, they're out because of knee soreness, but, you know, a team could just theoretically being like, yeah, we're going to just throw this game. We want to increase those odds. It happens in the NBA a lot, sadly. I'm almost positive the Dallas Mavericks got fined at 1 year for it.
Yeah, I'm just looking up the 2012 season. There is a lot of injuries that strongly suggested that the Phoenix tanked in 2012.
Huh.
For one of the three to see. You combine the previous two seasons, and then your four draft balls pop up, and it makes a combination that one of the teams was assigned to. And that's how you determine the first and second pick.
Huh.
Isn't that strange?
Interesting.
Like a combo of four numbers, 1 to 14. Pops up, and if you were given that combo, you got the first overall pick.
Get the analytics department out. So you know, that could theoretically shake up the landscape of the league. You know, you got some power players in the NCAA Division I basketball playing this year, and you know, there's definitely players that can be impact players on year one, you know, depending on where they go.
Here, you want more controversy with this draft?
Yeah, give me the controversy. I like all that.
People say it stinks the way they do it, because I think it's in 2018, 19, and 2020, the Aces got three first overall picks.
Wow.
They got Jackie, or it was Kelsey Plum, Asia Wilson, Jackie Young.
I'm interested who the biggest pick was in the WNBA that turned out to be a bust, and someone that went later in the draft that ended up being like a star in the W. Because you see that all the time. I mean,
yeah.
In the men's league, that does happen. It's very tough to get it right all the time.
A little side note, the Fever had back-to-back first overall picks. They picked Leah Boston and then CeCe. It's a thing that happens in the draft. Teams get back-to-back first overall picks.
I guess theoretically, if they're combining two seasons, you know, if you just get one pick, one rookie, it's not going to really shake it up. But now you get two, they get a little older, they get a little better, more seasoned veteran-y, if that's a word, you know, that can turn into some wins, you know, throughout the course of like maybe 2 to 5 years.
So I don't know if they'll change it up. You think statistically the WNBA is the hardest professional league to get into?
That's a great question. So let's say there's 15 people on each roster. There's 12 teams. Uh-huh. You're talking like at max, there's 160 players in the league. Do you realize there's 330 million people in the country? Let's just say theoretically you divide it in half and you have 160 million women. That means the fraction of people or decimal of people that can make the W is like 0.0001%.
There's only 12 teams. There's 11 to 12 players on each roster.
You can be such a baller and not make it to the W. There's levels to this thing.
I remember this from fourth grade. 12 times 12?
144, baby.
I always remembered that.
Okay. So you're realizing...
That's how many players are in the league.
You can theoretically be the 200th best women's basketball player in the world and not sniff the court or the league.
That is... Come on. It's the toughest professional league to get into. Football's a shoo-in compared to the W.
how many
players are on a football team?
Carrying like 80 players 80? On a roster.
There's 30 squad. Teams.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, people. I feel like players are always concerned when they're kind of on the back burner, whether they're going to stay on the team. It's a small, growing league, and it's incredibly difficult to get into. And you really got to love the sport. It's not, you know, people say NBA players are getting paid too much and they're kind of Cadillacing and, you know, they have too much power in that league, where the women in the W are playing because they love it. They're not playing for the money, or at least right now.
I'll tell you where they really loved it, especially like 20 years ago when you were playing overseas 20 years ago because you couldn't make the W. Because you really, I mean, now it's grown a little bit more. You can, you know, countries like Turkey, and over there you can make like some competitive wages. But 20 years ago, if you were playing overseas, you were basically playing for the love of the game, and that's it.
20 years ago? What is that? 2004?
I know. Isn't that weird? Jeez. 20 years ago, 2004. Weird. That was when we were back in high school.
I remember when I was in. I wish I was in high school, Billy.
Don't you ever say that. Don't you ever say that. Cherish these years.
Stay here. Stay as long as you possibly can.
Let me ask a question for Division I college players for what you think. Let's say you are 7th, 8th, or 9th person on the team of a high-end Division I roster. They're coming home for Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner. And all the aunts and uncles and moms, dads are saying, you need to get more shots.
Oh.
You need to get more shots.
Oh, my gosh. What do you do?
Now, it's almost, A, it's disrespectful to the coach. It's B, it's probably causing a little controversy in the locker room. And C, it's planting a seed in the head where it's like, let me get mine. And this is, basketball is such a beautiful team game when everyone buys in. And I'll tell you something, that happens at levels from third grade basketball, and I bet it still happens in the W.
You think in the W? In college, definitely.
There was a reporter in the WNBA post-game locker room from Liberty and the Lynx during the season that was asking Coach Reeves, or basically saying, how come Collier is not getting as many looks as Stewart, planting a seed like that? I think the person that asked that question might actually be on the podcast.
Yeah, it was me. She gave a big, deep laugh about it. Fee had the perfect answer and said, that's not, as long as we win, I'm not looking for more shots. But she was in the race for MVP, and I thought if she had the green light a little bit more, which isn't Minnesota basketball,
I think the point total
would have been higher.
Ed, because 5 minutes later, as she was leaving the press conference, I heard her under her breath go, I guess I got to get you more shots.
And Collier, and I think the following night, she had like a 30-point night.
She did. Hey, you may have been an impact reporter.
It's our job. That's our job. And I'll tell you this. We've already talked about this. Asia won. Obviously, she could go down as the WNBA GOAT. But number 4 seed MVP coming? Come on. You can't have the MVP from the 4 seed. It just can't happen. But
shifting gears a little bit with women's basketball, there's a league that's coming out, and I'm hearing more and more about it. Have you heard of this league?
Unrivaled?
The Unrivaled.
I know. I'm really looking forward to see what they got. I'm excited, but I'm also a little nervous.
What would make you nervous?
That people aren't going to show up or watch.
Well, it's a 3-on-3 league, if I'm not mistaken, right? Which is also an Olympic sport.
Yeah, 3-on-3 league, 6 teams, I think. And they got a ton of great players. They really almost have everybody.
And I think one of the reasons why we don't put out the best WNBA talent for the 3-on-3 is because you need to win some qualifying matches. Mm-hmm. To get into the 3-on-3, and it happens to be during the WNBA season. So I am wondering, and we still put a good team together. I'm pretty sure Haley Van Lith was on the roster, who's now over at, is she at TCU? The Horned Frogs? And she did play well for the 3-on-3 tournament. But now, I'm interested if this league that they put forth, if they could get some top-tier WNBA talent to possibly qualify for the Olympics in 2028.
Hey, that's in L.A. too. It'll be
Let me ask you something. Who are you putting together as your GM, as your 3-on-3 roster of the United States, if you could pick anybody right now?
I love this question. Just 3 players?
3 players.
Okay, obviously, for me, am I going first?
Please.
Asia Wilson, I think it's a no-brainer, obviously. Okay. She, her size, her athleticism, she's like a big cat. I think Becky described her as Spider Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how agile she moves.
Can she guard guards? Would you say she can guard guards? She can move with the...
I think she has that.
Okay. Because I think you need to, if you're picking a 3-on-3 team, you need to put people on the court that are hybrids. And what I mean by that is you need to be able to guard guards and bigs.
Here, my second pick, I'll pick a guard here. My second pick, I'm going to it with a vet, is Skylar Diggins-Smith. She is the toughest player to guard in the league. So physical. She plays mean. Watch a Seattle game and tell me this woman isn't the hardest player to guard in the league. She really just bully ball. For her size, she's incredibly physical. And let me see. How am I going to finish? How am I going to finish this?
Don't you dare put $5 in the jar.
I can't. I can't say.
You can say whoever you want.
You know, I'm not going to say her name. And Caitlin Clark, I'm not picking you. That's $5 in the jar. I think we're at 30 bucks. Maybe next time, Caitlin. Because I got to go with a big. So.
What about the big from the Lynx? You know, that defensive player.
Alana. Alana Smith.
I was going with that defensive player of the year.
Oh, you like Fee in there.
Hell yeah. Come on.
You know what? That is that's the pick, I think.
Let's
I
go with Nafisa. Size, they can pass. Yes. That one guard.
Yeah, I was going to go. You're right. It is Fee. I'm going to go, you know, not conventional center, but Fee, Asia, Skylar Diggins-Smith. That's a that solid a three.
Team to, I'd be, it would be a hard task to find a team that can beat them.
God, that would be fun to watch. How about you? Do you have any top three?
I probably wouldn't be too far from your I think I'd probably go with Asia and Collier, and I maybe the guard. I could pick an interchangeable guard based on, you know, the
Don't
matchup.
You dare say it. All right. Go ahead.
It's very difficult. I don't know if I would go with Kelsey Plum or not.
That's a solid pick,
because shooting threes are like layups for her.
Mm-hmm.
She maybe has a little chemistry already with Asia Wilson. You know, I always have a soft spot for lefties.
Yeah, she does it all on the court. She really is a phenomenal player. There is rumor that she's a free agent and that she'll be saying ta-ta to the Aces.
You don't think the Liberty would scoop her up, do you?
She'd pull
a Kevin Durant?
That would be unreal. That's unfair to the league.
They're a super team.
I would deny that trade.
She might be like, not one, not two, not three, not four.
I love that. Almost every player in the league so humble. They don't have that awful LeBron trait, having delusions of grandeur. He said not five.
He also said not six.
No.
He did say that number.
You're lying. Not six. Can I pick a player of the week? Do you want to start doing that? Player of the week?
I mean, for college, right? We're in the offseason.
For college now. Yeah.
Unless you want to pick Cameron Brink, who was just on the front page of a magazine recently, right?
I didn't see that.
Okay.
It didn't come across my feed 10 to 12 times this week.
All right. So who's your player of the week?
I didn't double tap on that pick.
All right. Who's your
Cameron? They do it all, Tom, in the W.
I know. Start seeing them in movies and acting like Pivot. You can do both. Music,
yes.
Fashion.
Give me Space Jam 3, but with the W.
Oh, my goodness. You are on to something.
Come on.
The first one, legendary. Second one, major flop. Let's bring it back with a trilogy. But this time we go with the W.
That'd be fun.
We'll get the Toon Squad back together. You know, Babs. We'll get Babs. We'll get, you know,
Bugs.
Taz. You know, it'll be exciting.
Maybe Bill Murray's replaced by Jason Sudeikis.
I didn't know Dan Aykroyd was in this picture. Dun 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 dun.
All right, we're manifesting that Space Jam with the W.
Space
That'd
Jam 3.
But anyway, my player of the week, and this is it's gonna be Lauren Betts. Man, I'm a huge Lauren Betts guy. She's plays on UCLA. She's 6'7". She's a junior. This is her breakout year. So, to me, she's gonna enter the upcoming draft this year. I'll give you her career stats in college.
Let's see.
Right now, she's averaging 22, 12, and 3 blocks.
She's a walking double-double and a rim protector.
She's 6'7". And just to show you how much her game's improved, in the 2022 season, she averaged 6 points. In the 2023 to 2024 season, 15 points, and now 22 points. She averaged 3 boards, 9 boards, now 12 boards. She's just constantly improving. She's a big. She's fast. Her field goal percentage this year is 80%.
What? What?
Come on, man.
Like Shaq numbers.
Gee, and there's not many bigs in college. The college game loves guards and, you know, these nifty players. They're really, I don't know, too many other. Obviously, there's Madison Booker on Texas. But to me, Betts is a true big and a special player. I'm looking at her against Colgate. This game was when? Like a few days ago. Let me see the stat line. 15 for 18. 9 boards, 31 points.
Miss efficiency.
Dude, 2.0.
What do you think, shifting gears, and that's a great pick for the week. What do you
Player
think-
of the week, Lauren Betts, UCLA. Come on the pod.
You heard it first. We'd love to have you. We have some exciting games to cover this year. You know, we got to get out to Manhattan. We got to go to see UConn. Would love to see USC. Would love to see UCLA. A lot of them are coming over to our neck of the woods. Yeah. Playing at the Mecca. Madison Square Garden.
The world's most famous arena.
But, well, let me ask you, what do you think it is about that, that there's that special buzz in MSG?
Probably WrestleMania 3. I think that was at the Garden.
Because like every athlete that comes there, like there's something special. There's a certain buzz to this arena.
It's got to be just New York. I think like if you haven't been to New York and haven't walked around the streets, it's the city's one of a kind.
I know. Maybe I take it for granted because I'm a hop, skip, and jump away.
Sometimes it could get on your nerves. People are in your face all the time. People speak their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the diversity is like no other city in the world. You got everyone from everywhere in this 8 Mile Island. It's crammed in there. One on top of each other on these skyscrapers. It's really just... It's a recipe for disaster, but they're making it work over there in New York.
They're doing something right over on that island.
On that island. Money-making Manhattan, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what they call it. You want to go conspiracy theory?
Oh, put the tinfoil hat on. I'm ready for something.
This is another one. Put your tinfoil hats on. I got to cue up some X-Files music for this. I don't know what the hell's going on with these hires.
They just hired another coach in the league, right?
Yeah.
What was her name?
What'd you say?
I said, what was her name?
They hire, it's not a her.
What?
No, not a her. Again.
What?
Yeah. A he. It's a he.
Oh!
It's a he again.
It happened again?
Again. It happened again, a week apart, pretty much. It's a he.
No, there's nothing funny about that. They got to figure that out. Figure it out.
What's this guy's name? Let me look him up. They just
I don't even care who he is or what his credentials are. They need to hire women coaches in the league.
They hired Tyler Marsh to fill in for Chicago. Okay. That's a he. And now the Atlanta Dream hires another guy.
My head's scratching. That's all I'm going to say.
And I'll tell you this. Let me just get his name. What's this guy? Carl Smesko. Carl with a K.
Say that last name again.
Smesko? I don't even care if I'm pronouncing it wrong. Smesko. Now, Tyler Marsh comes from the Aces. Tyler Marsh comes from the Aces as an assistant, a beloved assistant.
Worked his way up.
Becky had great words for him. Should they have picked a woman? Yes. But this guy has credentials and has coached in the W. Now, Carl Smesko has been a coach for a team from 2002 to 2024.
What
you want to know that?
What team?
You ready for it?
Please enlighten me.
Florida Gulf Coast Eagles.
Okay.
The Florida Gulf Coast Eagles.
Men's or women's team?
I don't even care. Women's. From 2002 to 2024, he's been a coach for the Florida Gulf Coast Eagles.
Interesting. Right away, I'm thinking, how does the ownership know him? That's my conspiracy theory. That's what I'm thinking.
We should have done our research and dug deep. He's from Ohio. He went to Florida. But something is fishy in Florida. Because how the hell did Carl get this job in Atlanta?
I'm sorry. You got me so angry. But like, we just need to shift gears. And you just need to say our sponsors for the week.
Okay. I'll give one sponsor. This episode is sponsored by the number two pencil. Have you gone to grammar school or high school? Then you probably have used the number two pencil.
Have you taken a standardized test and erased it cleanly? Then you go.
All right, wait. Let me edit that out. And we're back. We just edited something out, guys. We had to edit that out. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's midnight and we're doing this podcast. So we had to edit something out. It's all right. You'll never know. It was probably going to be taken out of context. Let's just say that. But I'll tell you what isn't going to get taken out. I'll do another thing. I'm going to predict who's going to get the first overall pick. They have the best odds, but if Chicago gets the first pick, their pick goes to, I believe, the Mystics. So it really is only three teams that could get the first pick.
Okay.
Statistically, LA has the best chances, but you know, that doesn't always happen.
And you also have Cameron Brink coming back off the ACL.
You have Cameron Brink. You have Rakia, who's an insane, like a phenomenal player, like a Juju. I think she's just as, like, she's better than Juju, Rakia. But they want Paige in LA. You heard it right. They don't want Paige in Washington. They don't want Paige in Dallas or Chicago.
Wasn't this the same they that wanted the New York Liberty to win the finals?
Yep. New York and LA. Come on. Your big market teams.
Who was in the World Series this year?
New York and LA. They wanted New York and LA.
Oh, jeez.
You know who they is.
They got game. Can I just say, congratulations on episode 5. We made it this far.
I think we're episode 6.
I'm sorry, episode 6. The half dozen.
Oh, yeah, baby. I think we have like 50 overall listens. Now we're cooking with gas.
Let's do it. We're cooking with gasoline.
Now we're cooking with gas. Paige is going to LA. Cameron, Paige, Rakia. What a team.
You got star power over there.
It's going to be fun to watch the balls drop. Also, a little caveat for the first three. I think there's three rounds. The fifth pick is going to the Valkyries.
Just as a default. Hello.
Yep. So that's fun too.
I'll tell you what, that expansion draft can be bittersweet because there could be some beloved teammates that get drafted there that aren't protected.
Mm-hmm. That's been interesting. We'll do that. We'll break that down. Have our picks, but we'll go through each team and pick our top six who are going to stay. And
we should do a post game show, post draft, and talk about this.
Post draft, yeah, I agree. I think that's in the spring sometime. But the Valkyries draft is in December.
That's exciting. Maybe
we'll do it before then.
That could shake up the landscape of the rosters of the whole league. You could see your favorite defensive specialist Nika as a Valkyrie.
You know what? Do I hope she goes to?
Maybe that's Valkyrie. The opportunity she needs because we want to see her getting some burn on the floor.
She was balling for Croatia before she got injured. I don't know if you saw some of her highlights.
Yeah, she's playing great.
Hitting threes. Everybody knows she could pass. Obviously, the defensive specialist. Nika, come on the pod. We need somebody on the pod, please. Well, I'm not begging, but if you want to come, you could come on. If you don't, then we're fine with that too.
Begging you.
You know what? What time is it?
It's midnight. I got to wake up in 5 hours.
I think I hear my kid usually gets up at like 1 every night, comes to the bed, and I actually sometimes sleep like a dog on the bottom of the bed. You know how like the dogs lay horizontal, like that's how
horizontal at the feet
hanging off the side of the bed, because he got to like put pillows around him so he doesn't flop off. So I'm like sleeping like a dog.
You're a hybrid. You're a girl dad and a boy dad.
I know. I was originally a girl dad through and through. Now I'm a boy dad. And just, you know, raising the girls to hopefully make the W one day, and raising the boy to hopefully be an assistant coach for the W one day. Not a head coach.
There you go.
Not a head
coach. Yes, not a head coach. All right. Episode 6 in the books. We'll see you on Sunday night post lottery.
Sounds good. See you guys.